Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They don't play the Colts. They don't play the Chargers. They don't play Detroit. They don't play Philly. They don't play the Rams.
All those other bad teams?
Well, those teams are good. They're
are you sure? You sure about that? When the Colts miss the playoffs, can you call back?
They're falling apart.
Oh, that one. Well, oh, you meant those Colts. I was talking about Manning's Colts back in 04. They were pretty good. Albert in Rhode Island was all fired up. Called us 8th grade school girl morons.
Yeah,
something.
Morons. Fanboys.
Fanboys.
We run home to our mom and say,
because
said something
we've
mean.
Kind of been firing back at Stephen A. Smith, who, not buying totally into the Patriots, said they deserve all their props and then started to rip their schedule apart and said they didn't play anybody, even diminished some of the wins, the banged up Bucks, things of that nature. And we kind of questioned it. We kind of pushed back. I mean, we're certainly a little sick and tired, I guess, of this argument that, as Fitzy said, has been going on since the summer. Patriots also haven't lost since the summer. 10-game winning streak, 11 wins. The power rankings, if you care about those across the NFL, they're number one in a lot of those. But you still have some of those. And I also always do give the caveat here, Fitzy. On television, they often ask somebody to take a different perspective.
Oh, wait, wait a second.
Yes.
You mean it's staged?
Staged, maybe a little strong.
Scripted.
Scripted, planned. Hey, could you argue, Stephen A., today, that the Patriots aren't that good? You're not buying. And he goes, oh, yeah, I can make that argument. I'll just focus on the schedule.
So if I were to tell you First Take is really called You Say This, I'll Say That.
Hey! Yes, I think they fake it on TV to make it. Some are better than others. It was okay. You don't have to be mean.
Bad.
It's early in the show for two 8th grade schoolgirls out there. Dan Ball?
I also think that Stephen A. is just the most notable of a majority, but a minority of people who are trying to poke holes in the Patriots' candidacy as the best team in football.
Yeah.
I think we're responding to Stephen A. because he's the most boisterous about it, but it's more just a general look at, well, yes, you're going to blame the schedule, but here are the reasons why that's becoming less and less relevant.
And we all do this. We look for reasons to poke holes in the unexpected, right? Like, early in the year, it was Daniel Jones as the MVP candidate. Like, I've seen Daniel Jones. This, don't worry, this will fall apart. He's not, like, we poke holes in the Colts because of Daniel Jones. Things we didn't expect, whereas the opposite is true. We look for signs of life in the things we expected. Patrick Mahomes, you know, when he goes on that run, or Burrow, or Lamar, or the Eagles will figure this out. We look for reasons to prop up the teams that are underperforming that we thought would be good, and we look for reasons to knock down the teams we thought would be bad that are overperforming.
And where does the confidence in teams like, I'll tell you, you know, Sunday could be the turnaround for the Chiefs? No, they've played 12 times. They've won 6 and they've lost 6. What do your eyes tell you? That Patrick Mahomes doesn't look the same, that the team is not that good. You've watched the Eagles. What do your eyes tell you? That they're dysfunctional on offense and they're starting to get pushed around even though they're supposed to be the bigger, stronger, tougher team. Trust your eyes, people.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. I love this subject line,
Whoa,
Fitzy.
Oh, this could be fun.
I don't get you people. From Steve in Lexington. What's up, Steve?
How are you guys?
Hey.
See, you got a bunch of Karens calling here. I don't get it. For 2 years, they're complaining that the Patriots will never win again. They don't get to pick who they play. They're winning. Good teams just beat anybody. Can beat anybody. They're proving it. But the Patriots are wiping out everybody. I don't get it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Steve.
I like the subject line more than the call.
Yeah. Where did you people come in there? Yeah. And he didn't get it. Sounded like a fake voice. Was that Steve's real voice? Yeah. Sounded like he may have been doing a fake voice.
Have you ever talked to Stephen A? He doesn't sound like that off the air.
Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah.
Nope.
They all put on.
I don't think we would get along. A good question came in here.
Oh.
It's a little bit morbid. Is it okay if I read a morbid question from the text line?
Well, we're already down the rabbit hole, so go ahead.
603, do you think Kraft would rather be in the Hall of Fame or have the Pats Super Bowl win before his ownership tenure ends?
Hall of Fame.
He's seen six. He's good. I've told you, not to mention the fact that he's probably has to look at that end zone and be like, oh, boy, we have to demo that.
No, that's Jonathan that's worried about that. Jonathan's like, Dad, I mean, let's just go to the Hall of Fame. We don't have to redo the whole stadium again if you just go to
the Hall
of Fame.
How about this one? How about, Dad, this time what we do is we just take the banners down and we just do like a laser show.
Ooh, laser shows. Like a projection type thing?
Just project seven banners. Don't worry about actually having
the power goes out or somebody hacks it.
Or you have your own generator.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, if somebody hacks it, that could be
then
fun.
There's like a Colts banner or like a Jets banner or something up there. That would be like funny. 617-779-7937. Coming up on WEEI Afternoons, hour number two. That means two things. Ted Johnson's here, and that means we're going to get to our three-point stances. Might be a little Billy O talk mixed in there. Yes, I know they were 2-10, but now is the time that begins the great next era of Boston College football. Some of that and more next on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.